I'm Joe Mossbrook with this week's edition of Cleveland Jazz History. Northeast Ohio jazz saxophonist Dave Sterner is about to release his second compact disc as a leader. Like his first in 2006, What's What? The new CD features his Dave Sterner Quintet playing mostly original Sterner compositions. Shortly after recording his first album, Sterner began planning for a second, but he got sidetracked with other activities, including two albums for the Glenn Davis Quintet, one featuring Phil Woods, playing with Ernie Krivda's Fat Tuesday Big Band, a heavy schedule of teaching at Cuyahoga Community College, directing the Lakeland Civic Jazz Orchestra, and serving as the co-director of the annual Lakeland Jazz Festival. With so much on his plate, there wasn't much time for a second CD, so Sterner decided to call his second album Sidetracked.
Sidetracked is a reference to the fact that the intentions to record this album a couple years ago got sidetracked. Basically, I've just gotten busy over time, and this always went on the back burner. So all my best laid intentions were sidetracked.
The instrumentation remains the same as the first CD. Two saxes, piano, bass, and drums. Pianist Roger Friedman and tenor saxophonist Chris Burridge returned, but there are two new players in the group.
So I had Roger Friedman and Chris Burridge, which are returning from the first CD. And on the second one, I have Mr. Paul Samuels on drums and Glenn Holmes on bass. And kind of known these guys in different situations. Yeah, so I'm excited to have a couple different voices on board and a couple of different styles.
Sterner's new Sidetrack compact disc includes a variety of songs he's composed.
There's 10 compositions on the new CD, and nine of them I wrote, and one of them was written by the pianist, Roger Friedman.
The Friedman composition is a tune called Not Quite Yet that combines Afro-Cuban and swing styles, but the rest were all Sterner compositions.
This collection of tunes, really just over the years, you know, inspired by different artists and just trying to come up with different styles of music. I really like having diversity on the album. I don't, for instance, just want to play swing the entire time or simply play funk the entire time. So, you know, we have a couple of tunes. I think there's two tunes that would kind of be funk-oriented, and there's a bebop tune. There's a New Orleans-inspired tune. There's a straight-eighth ballad, a waltz.
The New Orleans-inspired song is called Where You At?
Second-line drum groove was the basis for it. That tune is inspired by another saxophonist by the name of John Ellis, who is literally from New Orleans. He came to Tri-C through one of the Jazz Fest performances, and so I took an interest in his playing because I really enjoyed it. And he has a neat approach to just writing music. Track on there is a funky little blues, and I had difficulty coming up with a name, so I went to the dictionary and I looked up funky, and the title came back with something that smells foul. So in an effort to come up with the title, I thought, well, it doesn't smell good. Rotten Eggs. The name Rotten Eggs was born for that particular song.
Through the years, Sterner, a graduate of Mentor High School and Indiana University, has had an evolving series of saxophone influences.
When I was in high school, inspiration was David Sanborn. And as I went through the college, I was more into Charlie Parker and Sonny Stitt. And now I'd have to say, I usually try to find somebody that's you know, more my generation, younger, and see what they're doing. Some of the saxophonists that I purchased recently would be like Miguel Zenon, who's a Puerto Rican saxophonist. You know, other saxophonists, of course, Joshua Redman mentioned him as well.
Stirner recorded his second quintet album at the end of July at Summa Recording in Painesville, and he plans to distribute it any way he can.
We hope to feature it on a lot of internet sites. Of course, if you're into downloads instead of the physical product, I would suggest, iTunes will be available on.
More than a quarter of a century since he began playing saxophone on a school band in Metro, Dave Stirner has a wife and two children, lives near where he grew up, and is using the compact disc with his quintet to help make his mark as a jazz musician and composer. With another chapter of Cleveland jazz history, I'm Joel Mossberg.